Ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
To Sit a Spell, I am your host, Lisa Lee, and it is a glorious day. We've got a fun show ahead for you. I've got a special guest. Her name is Nekomi Redman, and she is a Native American, and we're going to talk a little bit about the differences and the similarities between the Native American faith and the pagan faith, which I think is really fascinating. She's also a ghost hunter, so we're going to hear some spooky stories. We are celebrating our very first holiday together. It is in bulk. So I'm going to tell you all about what that means and what we do with that. I've got a few spells for you. I'm going to let you know where the moon is at. I've got some very interesting news articles. I don't know. I think that tonight is going to be pretty glorious. So grab a glass of wine or grab a cup of tea and have a seat. And I am going to take you on our next magical journey. Okay, so I thought what we should do is start out with a song. Our first song that I'm doing is a request from my brother from another mother, Ron. So, Ron, this song is for you. That was Sarah McLachlan's Into the Fire, and that was a shout-out to Ron, who asked me to play that for him, so there you go, sweetie.
What's in the news?
I have a fun little news article for you. A student had a magical time when she snaffled the snitch in her first Muggle Quidditch game. Rowena Francis, who lives in Purley, which is in the United Kingdom, was one of the first students in Oxford who took part in the Harry Potter-based sport. The university has started inter-college games of Quidditch. How fun is that? Which has been adapted from the novels in which the wizards and witches fly around on broomsticks. Instead, the participants have broomsticks between their legs and use volleyballs to try and score the goals. Miss Francis said it was not as hard as I thought it was going to be, but it was tough, and there was a lot of one-hand throwing and catching, and a lot of ball dropping. The philosophy and German student found out about the game after seeing an advertisement in her college newspaper. She said, "I saw the advert and decided to go along because I wanted to try something new and have something fun on my first new year. I'm not obsessive, but they are my favorite books." Good for her. She said, "I knew the rules, but they were not really complicated, and I wasn't sure if I'd know how to play, but it went really well." Good for her. The Muggle version of the wizarding game sees a person with a sock in the trouser be the flying snitch, while the opposing seeker tries and captures the sock as the snitch runs around. I have not watched enough Harry Potter. I don't know how it works. Miss Frances caught the snitch, winning the game for her team. Woohoo! Games lasted 12 minutes, and during the play, she also got to play as a beater and a seeker. Again, I don't know what that is. She said, "Seeker was good because I caught the snitch, but being a beater was better because you are more involved with the game." And the game was organized by Angus Berry, the founder of the first college team in Oxford. He's hoping the sport will continue to grow and eventually become big enough for a varsity game against Cambridge, much like the growth of the ultimate frisbee. I say good for them. You know what? Fun. Our next little news bite is coming from you from Stamford. Stamford Community Orchard Group holds the pagan tradition of wassailing. This was on the 25th. Nearly 80 people danced and chanted in an effort to chase away evil spirits. Stamford Community Orchard Group held its first wassailing on Saturday, and between 70 and 80 people braved cold weather to attend the event at the orchard in Christchurch Close. So this is in the UK. The pagan event of wassailing involves singing and chanting and driving away evil spirits and hanging toast on the tree branches to protect the birds. Woven Cords Choir sang, and Jolly Dale Cider and the Stamford Juice Company provided drinks. That was nice. Chairman of the group, Max Winslow, said it was quite a lively event and very well attended, and I think everyone enjoyed it. We will definitely be looking to do this again. Mr. Winslow is also appealing for information after 18 wooden tree stakes were stolen from the orchard between midday on Friday last week and 2 p.m. I guess you don't really care about that part, but apparently there was a break-in and they stole some stuff. So, okay, there you go. Some people are wassailing. Our next news bite makes me very happy and feel blessed to be an American. In Nigeria, human rights... The Nigerian non-governmental organization Child Rights and Rehabilitation Network has taken over 160 children labeled as witches. Scores of children have been abused and abandoned and even murdered in a misguided attempt by families to perpetuate the overzealous beliefs of preachers in a nation entrenched in superstition. So many people here believe that children could be possessed by demons that there are rarely any legal actions taken against those who claim to deliver the children from this violent exorcisms, says Sam Intuama of Kraarn, which I'm sorry if I butchered that, but Intuama is an anomaly in the Nigerian community for supporting the ostracized children, and as a result is often verbally and physically abused. Stella, who is one of the children living at the center, was abandoned by her family after being deemed a witch and was discovered wandering the safe streets of southeastern Nigeria by Jehu Tom, a resource officer for the center. Another young girl named Uma had a 3-inch nail driven into her skull after being declared a witch. What the fuck? Oops, sorry, I almost swore. Leaders from the local church who formed a super religion by fusing Christianity with Nigerian animalistic beliefs are leading the charge against dangerous witches such as Stella and Uma, who are children. The ministers, ironically, constantly reiterate that the child witch is bringing destruction, disease, and death to their family, along with gaining abilities to cast spells and contaminate others once possessed. Apparently, in Nigeria, this is very common. It's sad. I don't know what we can do to stop it other than to support the people that are trying to put a stop to that, but a 3-inch nail in your head because your parents accused you of witchcraft? They must have had a bad crop or something. I don't know. I don't know enough about the situation. I just know that it's shocking. So, there's your news from Nigeria. Here's a little news piece that kind of floored me. I don't know how to feel about it. Newt Gingrich compared gay marriage to paganism. The story goes, Newt Gingrich has 3 marriages and repeated infidelity under his belt. But that didn't stop him from sounding off about the sanctity of male-female marriage. On a conference call for the religious right supporters on Wednesday, Newt compared gay marriage to paganism. Right-wing Watch has this excerpt from the conversation. He said, "It's pretty simple. Marriage is between man and woman, and this is a historic doctrine driven deep into the Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's a perfect example of what I mean by the rise of paganism. The effort to create alternative marriage between man and woman are perfectly natural pagan behaviors, but they are a fundamental violation of our civilization. I am just having a hard time talking today, kids. Sorry about that. First of all, I personally don't see anything wrong with gay marriage. As long as you're in love, get married. I don't care if you're men marrying men, women marrying women. Who cares? It's about love, isn't it? It just shouldn't matter. So now you know where I stand on that. I am pro-gay marriage. And again, what's wrong with paganism? He's putting two things that are beautiful in a context that is ugly and bad, and I just... Well, you know that I'm not going to be voting for him anyway, so there's a little piece of news about that. So irritating. People are dumb. And our last bit of news is the Official Witch of Salem is to close her shop tomorrow. The Official Witch of Salem. I cannot talk today, you guys. I am so sorry. Okay. The Official Witch of Salem will close her store on Pickering Wharf for good tomorrow. Lori Cabot, who opened the city's first witch shop about 40 years ago, will close the Official Witch Shop for the final time. Closing my store has been a very difficult decision, but one that I am pleased with, said the 78-year-old, who recently wrote on her website where she announced the store's closing. It's been a dream come true to have had all of the experiences of operating my store and the countless wonderful people I've met. I will continue to teach my classes of witchcraft and tarot, still be very much available, and all of her psychic readings and workshops are still going to be going on. She said the shop's phone number will remain the same, and she will have more information on her classes, workshops, reading at a later date on the shop's website, which will continue to operate. She said, "I would like to thank all of you for the many, many, many years of support and love," Cabot wrote. "Without you, shops would not have been a success, and witchcraft may still be something that is misunderstood and feared." So, on behalf of all of us, Lori Cabot, I wish you nothing but good tidings, and I thank you for all that you have done for our community. You are amazing. You have been an inspiration and a trailblazer, so bless you, sweetheart.
The world can be a scary and unpredictable place. It's easy to feel like you have no control over the safety and well-being of your family. There are steps you can take today, now, to gain control. Visit myfamilyissafe.com for complete step-by-step instructions for building survival kits for each member of your family, your home, and your cars. Detailed shopping lists make the kit building process a snap. myfamilyissafe.com. Prepare. Protect. Survive. The safety of our loved ones is our greatest concern. Visit myfamilyissafe.com right now. Control is available.
Circle of the Seasons, in honor of In Bulk, the holiday, our very first holiday that we are spending together. We're going to talk about In Bulk a little bit later. Right now, I've got a fabulous interview for you. I'd like to welcome to our show Nokomi Redmond. She is the Native American expert at the International Paranormal Society, and she and I are going to talk a little bit about the similarities and the differences between Native American spirituality and the pagan spirituality, along with the fact she's going to tell us some great ghost stories from some of her investigations. Nikki, welcome.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me. It's such an honor.
Oh, thanks for coming. This is going to be fun. We've been so excited. I've told everybody that you're going to be on the show, and everybody's just really pumped. So thank you for coming. So, Nokomi, why don't you tell me a little bit about your childhood? I know that you are not technically Native American, but you were raised on a reservation. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. As a child, I traveled around quite a bit. I like to go from state to state. I lived in Colorado for a while, and then I went to Michigan to live with my grandmother. And I lived there for quite some time, and ended up out on the reservation and was taken in by the chief and his family. And so I was taught quite a bit of their beliefs and their spiritualism and things of that nature, their herbs and all that stuff.
So did you get a lot of grief from the children that were there at the reservation, considering that you weren't technically Native American?
No, actually, I didn't. The majority of my friends are Native Americans from the Saginaw Chippewa tribe out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
That's really cool. I would have expected that there'd be some sort of a little bit of a backlash, but I'm glad to hear that there weren't. Now, I know that there are a lot of similarities between the Native American spirituality and then the pagan beliefs. We share a lot of the same holidays, and we do a lot of the same things, you know, with smudging and some of the spell work and everything. Your aunts are actually witches, aren't they?
They will not come out and say that they're witches, but they're definitely eclectics. They still are afraid to come out and say they're witches just because of people from the past, you know, and some of the things that are still going on in our world today. So they have all the same beliefs and everything, but my aunt will not come right out and say she's a witch. She'll say that this, you know, she's a spiritualist and these are her beliefs. So, but I was raised basically by witches. They are, and I was taught most of all of their beliefs and everything. So, harm none.
Harm none. That's a beautiful one that I wish everybody would actually support. So, what differences have you seen between your aunts and how you were raised and the Native American spirituality?
Honestly, there really isn't a whole lot of difference at all. My family, my aunts, believe in taking care of nature and Mother Earth and, you know, harm none and basically, you know, be nice and love everyone and have respect for everyone. And the Native Americans feel the same way. They believe that we do not inherit the earth from our ancestors, but we borrow it from our children. So that's kind of the same perspective that the Wiccans believe.
That's really beautiful. I so wish that the rest of the world felt like that. Could you imagine what a beautiful place this would be if everyone had those same morals?
It would be wonderful. It would be so wonderful, you know, that if everyone could just accept everyone's beliefs and just accept them for who they are and try to be nice to each other, it would just be such a better place all around. And to be nice to our planet as well, Mother Earth.
Now, you're the Native American expert at the International Paranormal Society. What kind of things have they asked you to do as far as your expertise? I'm assuming house cleansings and helping spirits. Am I correct in that?
Yes, I do. I do smudge everyone before we go in for an investigation, and I usually smudge the house, and then I'll come through with some sweet grass to purify it and to have it have positive energy. And as we leave, I try to smudge all of us again, so there isn't anything connected from that. And then I also do use a lot of herbs and prayers that the Native Americans would use while they do those things.
Have you ever ran into anything dark while doing that? I mean, has anything ever been, like, really overwhelming where you're like, oh, I don't know if this is right?
Yes, actually, my first job. I was with a group of strangers, and with my gifts, I've always kind of been the weird one out, and we were all sitting in a room, and all of a sudden I had a growl in my ear, and it didn't seem that anyone else had that growl in their ear, so I was so afraid to say, hey guys, I just had a growl in my ear. I didn't want to think I was crazy, you know? And, so I just said, well, I'm going to just tell them, you know, what do I have to lose? People think I'm weird anyway. So I said, I just had a growl in my ear, and about 2 minutes later on our equipment, that growl came through, so I was like, I was relieved that the growl came through, but on the other hand, I was like, okay, we have something here we have to deal with and help this family with.
So what did you do?
We went through the house and investigated with our equipment, and we tried to communicate. We had to try to pass this person over, get rid of some of the residuals, and then do an all-on cleansing. And we actually had to go there again and do another cleansing.
It wouldn't leave then?
No, but a lot, you know, that sometimes that just happens. You know, you have to go back a few times. The Native Americans believe you should actually, if you do cleanse a home, you should go back every 3 months for at least 1 year.
Oh, I did not know that. See?
Yeah.
That's just another example of why we're having you on the show, because this is all about learning. So what other kind of, is there anything that you do on a daily basis that is part of your spirituality?
Oh, yes. Every day I give thanks to the Creator. And every day I just wish the best for everyone I know and those that I don't know. Because that's where the wicked in me comes out. Because I do not wish harm to anyone. Because whatever you do to someone will come back to you 3 times.
That is absolutely true. Again, don't you wish the rest of the world would follow that?
Yes, I do.
We're coming out pretty good in this, don't you think?
Yeah.
You probably haven't heard this yet, but Newt Gingrich actually said that gay marriage and paganism were in the same thing, and he said it like he was almost disgusted by that. I read that, and I was like, are you kidding me? Could you imagine all of the beautiful people that are out there that all have only love in their heart and they're just not allowed to do, and they're cast down as bad? It's just that... Anyway, yes, sorry, I got off topic. I apologize.
No, but I agree with you, because if you take a look at the other religions and some of the horrible damage that they've done to people, you know, it's just unbelievable. But Newt Gingrich, he has his own issues, I think.
Well, yeah. You can't see me, but I'm actually shaking my head in agreement with you. So just imagine me shaking my head.
But I would like to say, if you don't mind, I would like to give out our website, so if anyone is having problems at their home, they can contact us.
Absolutely,
go
ahead.
We are a non-profit, and we just want to help families in situations.
Go for it.
Okay, our group is called the International Paranormal Society. We call ourselves TIPS, and our website is www.intparanormal.com.
Awesome. Perfect. So intparanormal.com will get everybody in touch with your group.
Yes.
Awesome.
Absolutely. And we can come out and help, and we are a non-profit organization.
I've heard a lot of wonderful things about them.
I have too. They are wonderful people, and they are so much fun to work with.
And beautiful, too. I'm just kidding. I'm going to shut that out.
No, we are so hot.
Let's
cameras off.
Yeah, really. No cameras. Let's see. Do you know, or what are some of the differences between Native American spirituality and Wiccans and witches and pagans and druids and, you know, the whole gamut? Are there very many? I don't think there are, from my understanding, but you would know better.
There really aren't a lot, but there are, you know, some medicine men that have been banished from their tribes that have become, some people believe, shapeshifters, and that they can create negativity for that tribe. And so they...
Shapeshifters. Can you tell me a little bit about that? I don't know very much about shape. That's interesting. That's kind of fascinating.
You'll have, like, a medicine man, and what he will do is, like, try to portray himself as, like, a bird or... basically whatever he needs to get the job done, you know?
Have you ever seen anything like that with your... I mean, yourself, have you?
Well, when I was young, I had a couple experiences out on the reservation, but you know, one of them I kind of just chalk up to being young, and one, but it was so scary, and everyone saw it as well as I did, that basically we all just, it was a Friday night, a carload of teenagers freaked us out so bad that we all ended up just going home.
Oh my.
Yeah, we were parked on the reservation on a dead end road, and we were actually having a spiritual conversation, and all of a sudden this huge branch came down over the front of the car, and this huge thing flew off of it. It looked like this gigantic bird, and we all just saw that and freaked, and just, we got out of that. I mean, we just kicked that car down, and we all went home. We were so freaked out.
Wow. I think I probably would have peed my pants and fainted.
Well, yeah, it was a good thing it was early in the night, believe me. Bunch of 16-year-olds, I don't know what could have happened.
Yeah. Well, from the little bit that I do know about the Native American spirituality, which I do confess is not a whole lot, it sounds to me like it's a beautiful, beautiful spirituality. And all of the people that I've met have just been wonderful and amazing and just really pure-hearted, and they really seem to truly, profoundly care about other people. I really am impressed with every single person that I've met. So it sounds to me like you were raised with a really beautiful soul, and raised to be a beautiful soul.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I'm sure that your aunts had a ton to do with that.
Yes, I'd like to thank my Aunt Amy and my Aunt Becky, and I'd also like to thank all of my Saginaw Chippewa family as well for getting me to where I am today, and I appreciate it.
Oh, that was really nice. Oh, well, I would like to thank Aunt Amy and Becky and your reservation family as well, because if without them, we wouldn't have you, and I truly honor you, and I honor your faith. Thank you for coming. This has been really interesting. I know that for me personally, I try not to speak on behalf of everyone else. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't sit there and go, well, I'm a witch and this is what everybody believes, because I'm kind of eclectic. I believe, I kind of pull from other faiths and kind of make what works for me. So I can't really say that I speak for other witches or other Wiccans or pagans, or I need to come up with like a brand, but you know what I mean?
I totally do, because that's how I feel as well, and I think that's how my aunts feel, and that's why they don't say, oh, I'm a witch, you know what I mean? Although their cars, their bumper stickers are just totally witched out and everything.
That's awesome. But, I mean, you know what I mean, though, right? Because there's so many people that they're out there and they're like, I'm a witch and everybody acts like me. Well, I'm sorry, but everybody doesn't act like me, or everybody doesn't act like you, or they don't all have the same faith, or not faith, but viewpoints, and they do things, I mean, everybody does things differently. So I always try to make sure that everybody knows that I am not out here representing everybody. But I gotta say, you just represented the Native American people in your spirituality and faith really lovely. I mean, if you were the representative of everybody, I would be impressed.
Thank you. You know, and I owe a lot of that to being taught the Native American Ten Commandments. Honestly, I kind of try to practice those every day.
Do you know what the, I mean, I know that you know what they are, but I mean, can you recite those to us right now?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
The earth is our mother, and we should care for her. Honor all your relations. Open your heart and soul to the Great Spirit. All life is sacred. Treat all things with respect. Take from the earth what is needed and nothing more. Do what needs to be done for the good of all. Give constant thanks to the Great Spirit for each new day. Speak the truth, but only of the good in others. Follow the rhythms of nature. Rise and retire with the sun. That's one I'm not very good at. Enjoy life's journey, but leave no trace. And as I said earlier, we do not inherit the earth from our ancestors, but we borrow it from our children. So we should respect all things.
That is beautiful. Seriously, truly beautiful. That was really nice. Thank you.
Thank you. It's just an honor to share that with everyone. Maybe we can change some people's thoughts and beliefs and let them know that all witches aren't bad and that all Native Americans aren't bad, you know?
That is the goal. That is the whole reason that we're doing this show, is to try and change perspectives, and we're trying to open up people's eyes and open up their hearts and empower people. The whole reason that we're doing this show, just in general, is we want to lift people up and we want to empower them and let everybody know that they are loved and give them strength. And I'm just going to get on a soapbox, so I should probably stop because you can't see me, but I'm sitting here shaking my hands in the air. I don't know if you can hear my jewelry or not, but I am shaking my hands in the air, and I'm like, we are going to overcome.
Yes, that's going to be wonderful.
That's the hope. That's the only reason that we're doing this show, is to empower people. We want to bring them together, and you are loved. So anyway, Nokomi, thank you so much for spending this time with us. It's been an honor and a pleasure learning about your faith and who you are and what you do. And I just truly thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, in Native American, I'll say Miigwech, which is thank you. And thank you very much for having me on your show. It was quite an honor.
Aww. In honor of Nokomi's faith, I believe I found the perfect next song. Thank you.
The world can be a scary and unpredictable place. It's easy to feel like you have no control over the safety and well-being of your family. There are steps you can take today, now, to gain control. Visit myfamilyissafe.com for complete step-by-step instructions for building survival kits for each member of your family, your home, and your cars. Detailed shopping lists make the kit building process a snap. MyFamilyIsSafe.com. Prepare. Protect. Survive. The safety of our loved ones is our greatest concern. Visit MyFamilyIsSafe.com right now. Control is available.
The mountaintop, walk on water, I got power, feel so royal. 1 second, I'ma strike for you, diamond, platinum, no more for you. That adrenaline, never giving in, giving up's not an option, gotta get it in. Witness, I got the heart of 20 men, no fear, go to sleep in the lion's den. That glow, that spark, that crown, you're looking at the king of the jungle now. Stronger than ever, can't hold me down, 100 miles gunning from the pitcher's mouth.
get a good feeling, yeah.
To do your spell and tell. Tonight is a full moon, so go to my website, empoweringthedivine.com. That is empoweringthedivine.com, and there will be all kinds of full moon spells for you up there, just waiting for you to grab hold of them and harness the full moon. It's powerful and amazing. If you have any questions, if you want to do a shout out, if you have special songs that you'd like to hear or somebody that you'd like to have on the show, please go to my site, again, empoweringthedivine.com. I don't know how many times I can plug that baby. And shoot me an email, and I will make sure that that happens for you, because that matters. You matter. So thank you so much for spending this time with me. I cannot believe that it went so fast. It's, you know, before I was putting in all this music because I just didn't know about all the talking and everything, and now apparently you can't shut me up. So, show's just going to keep getting better and better. Once again, I would like to thank our guest, Nokomi Redman. You were very enlightening, and I thank you for spending the time with us. I'd like to thank our sponsor, My Family Is Safe. They are an amazing organization. Go to their website, myfamilyissafe.com, and check out all of the things that they're doing to protect you and your family. And once again, thank you so much for spending this time with me. This has been a blasty blast. We've got more people coming on for interviews next week. Next week, I've got a really special show for you, so it's going to be fun. In the meantime, have a fabulous, amazing, and wonderful week. And remember to take back the light.